Welcome to this Leesland Junior podcast. Today I'm joined by our learning ambassadors to discuss our school's core Christian values. So we should start by letting our listeners know, what are our school core Christian values?
Our school's core Christian values are love, grace and respect.
Love is a core Christian value for our school church because the Bible clearly tells us that God is love.
In the Gospel according to Luke, Jesus teaches us through the parable of the Good Samaritan that God's love calls us to serve others freely without expectation of reward. Because all people are made in the image of God, this includes people who we don't like or they don't like us.
To carry the value of love in our hearts is to understand that love is patient and kind. This is eternal and love never gives up. It always trusts, always hopes and always continues strong.
Grace is a core value of our church school because the Christian message describes the generosity and kindness of Jesus in giving us his life so that we can try to be more like him.
In Luke's gospel, Jesus says, "The eldest son was lost, but now he has been found." This is described in the story of the prodigal son, when a father forgives his son although he was seen as undeserving.
To act with grace is to display unconditional generosity and kindness, to show care for others even when you believe they do not deserve it.
Respect is a core Christian value for our church school because we believe that all life is precious within the image of God and deserves to be valued. Within the school, we encourage you to treat others as you want them to treat you.
Jesus broke down social and religious barriers. For example, he spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well when he served him a drink which overcame bias.
Our Christian value of respect means living up to the image of God within ourselves, our school and in our community.
Thank you. So can you give us some examples of how these values are shown during the school day? Let's start with love.
I've seen someone patiently waiting for someone to finish a book they wanted.
We help others even if they make it hard for us.
We try to help in a different way if someone still doesn't understand.
Thank you for those lovely examples. Shall we move on to grace? What examples can you share about showing grace in our school?
I saw a person helping someone when they were struggling.
When someone's lunch had fallen on the floor, they shared their food with them after checking if they had an allergy.
I see people sharing playground equipment at lunchtime and books during reading time.
We show unconditional kindness to everyone.
And what about our other core Christian value of respect? How is that shown in our school community?
We still treat others the way we want to be treated, even if we're having a bad day.
We listen and value everyone's opinion, even if we agree to disagree.
If anyone tells us a secret that we won't hurt themselves or anyone else, we won't spread it around.
We play with people who are lonely.
Thank you so much for sharing those great examples. To finish off, we've got these examples and these values. But if you had to explain how these values make our school community better, safer and happier for everyone, how would you sum them up?
Everyone in the school respects and cares for each other, which makes us an excellent team. They make us feel safe.
If something happens, we know who we can talk to and look back on our values to help us change our behaviour.
They help us to do the right thing and make the right choice.
Thank you very much, Learning Ambassadors, for sharing your thoughts on our core Christian values.
You're welcome.